And that is the sound of a Sumatran rhino. And it's a sound we won't be hearing in the U.S. much longer, because the last Sumatran rhino living in a U.S. zoo, in fact, the last Sumatran rhino living anywhere in the Western Hemisphere, is headed to Indonesia sometime in the fall. Here to tell us why and what it means is Vicky Croak, who reports on all things animal for Here and Now. And Vicky, we know this rhino was at the Cincinnati Zoo, so why are they sending it away?
Hey, Robin. Well, we're talking about Harapan, who's a beautiful 8-year-old Sumatran rhino. Sumatrans are the smallest of the 5 rhino species, but still, this guy is about 1,800 pounds, and he's shaggy. They're called the hairy rhino sometimes. He was born at the Cincinnati Zoo as part of their successful Sumatran breeding program, but he's all alone now. No one to mate with, and in the wild, his species is critically endangered. Their numbers are at an all-time low, staggeringly low, just 100 animals altogether. These guys are in trouble, so it makes sense to send this guy back where he can be a father.
Can an animal, a rhino raised in a zoo, live in the wild?
Well, Harapan will be going to Sumatra, but to a national park, and he won't exactly be at the mercy of a big bad forest. There's a sanctuary there set up, the Sumatran Rhino Sanctuary. Terry Roth, who's the director of the zoo's Center for Conservation and Research of Endangered Wildlife, has been there many times over the last 16 years. And here's how she describes it.
The sanctuary itself is all fenced off, but they're large enclosures, and it is right in the middle of a natural forest. The rhinos are brought in every morning for a bath, for an inspection. They get, hand fed. So they're very cared for.
Well, it sounds actually delightful for him. But will they still be safe? Are rhinos there still safe from... What is killing them off? Is it poachers?
Well, one really reassuring factor we have is that Harapan's older brother, Andalus, also a zoo-born rhino, has been living there for a few years. And Roth says he's taken it all in stride. He hasn't even had one sick day since he went. And as far as poaching goes, that is a threat to the species. But the sanctuary is fenced in and patrolled around the clock by rhino protection units.
Oh, wow. Well, and this is all good news, especially since the world has become more aware of endangered animals and poaching, and with the story of Cecil. But what about Cincinnati? They must be sad seeing go.
They are. And you know something, Robin? I met Harapan's mother, Emmy, years ago. She's unfortunately dead now, but I can tell you she was an absolute sweetheart, kind of a big, shaggy lapdog of a rhino whom I got to pat. But I asked Roth specifically about Sumatran rhinos and their charm.
Are we wrong to fall in love with Sumatran rhinos and think they're really cute?
Oh, no. They are, they are extremely charismatic. Not only their appearance with their shaggy hair, but it's their personalities, too. They're not afraid of us. They're not aggressive. They're actually quite friendly, quite curious. It's hard not to fall in love with them.
So what are the plans now?
Harapan's being crate trained like we do with dogs for his big trip, but we really know that things are urgent. Just last week, there was a serious scientific paper published in the journal Oryx, and it basically sent up a distress call saying that there were no more Sumatran rhinos left in the wild in nearby Malaysia, and urging that we treat the remaining 100 Sumatran rhinos anywhere, wild or captive, as one population with no borders. And that's just what's happening with this effort to move Harapan to the other side of the planet. Roth and her team at the Cincinnati Zoo have really unlocked a lot of secrets of Sumatran rhino reproduction, and it's hoped that they'll continue to be part of the effort to increase numbers for the species in the wild.
And you tell us the name Harapan means hope in Indonesian.
That's right.
Vicky Croak, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.